followed by Via Campesina Asia, Venezuela, please. Thank you, Chairman. We followed this debate on collective rights very closely. We're not surprised, however, that some delegations that have not been present over the course of these few days come now to impose their view of the world. They believe that collective rights cannot exist without the individual rights, and yet collective rights is one of the main points of this declaration. The work of peasants is based on the daily exercise of these rights. The work of peasants is, of course, by nature, collective. Farming, livestock raising, fishing. Now, when we talk about the cultural rights of peasants and we refer to their knowledge and traditional practices, this is all a fundamental basis of the declaration. The use of land, water, seeds, and exchange of seeds are all collective activities, and they should be recognized as such within this declaration. Peasants have a natural way of working and of advancing together. In the ambit of the United Nations, we have the Declaration on Indigenous Peoples, where we already see mention of collective rights, as well as in other resolutions of the Human Rights Council. So collective rights is nothing new. It already exists. The nature of this declaration means that it is inextricably connected to the rights of peasants and individual rights, and that's what we're discussing. We would reiterate